Long before the Beatles and the Stones, there existed a mysterious music. It was called British rock and roll. Born into the hinterland of the late 50s, it was a strange facsimile of a distant original. In the beginning, there was British rock and roll, only it wasn't called that. As early as 1953, British big bands like Ted Heath and Jack Parnell thrilled jivers with performances of American R&B and Western swing. Hot off Tin Pan Alley's presses, black American music was a facet of the British showbiz diamond waiting to be realised. This is the earliest surviving BBC footage of anything resembling rock and roll, and dates from 1955. The Southlanders were British Jamaican entertainers who covered American doo-wop for Dick Rowe's Decca Records. It would take the combination of a white American and the mass marketing muscle of Hollywood to inaugurate the rock and roll era in Britain.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
Rock Around the Clock was a jazzy Tin Pan Alley number performed by the avuncular Bill Haley. But when the record was featured on the soundtrack of Blackboard Jungle in late 55 and in the film Rock Around the Clock a year later, the ensuing scenes led to moral outrage.